Analysis: Embattled Elissa Slotkin turns Facebook ads off for users who support Jewish studies. By Wendell Hasebo on September 9, 2024. Representative Elissa Slotkin's, DME, Facebook campaign ads target Muslim voters while ignoring Jewish voters, according to a Free Beacon analysis. Slotkin's campaign, which is trying to defeat former Representative Mike Rogers, RME, in Michigan's Senate race, appears to be worried about retaining the significant Muslim vote in the state amid the Biden-Harris administration's inability to strike a ceasefire with Hamas. Watch, Slotkin, Gaza appear more complicated than we would have liked. People don't get how complicated this is. Critics ripped Slotkin in April for a weak response to those who sympathize with pro-Hamas beliefs in Dearborn, Michigan, where agitators proclaimed death to America and death to Israel. Slotkin called for a ceasefire in February after Michigan protesters arrived in Washington, D.C., to pressure the Michigan congresswoman to force Hamas to the negotiating table. In turn, the Slotkin campaign excluded users interested in Jewish studies from at least 12 ads on Facebook in the last 90 days. The Beacon's analysis found, while it targeted users interested in Islamic studies, Middle Eastern studies, and Al Jazeera with 12 ads. Watch, Dem Representative Senate candidate Slotkin. We usually don't call for ouster of allied leaders, but Bibi needs to hear Schumer. The campaign also launched three more Facebook ads to target users interested in State of Palestine and Gaza Strip, The Beacon's Andrew Kerr reported. Slotkin is heavily relying on Facebook to deliver her campaign message to potential voters. Her campaign has invested over $1 million to run 227 ads on the platform in the past 90 days, according to the Facebook ad library. It's not clear which of those ads are the 12 that Slotkin didn't want users interested in Jewish studies to see, or if they were the same 12 she targeted for delivery to fans of Al Jazeera and users interested in Islamic studies, or the three ads she targeted to users with expressed interest in the Gaza Strip and Palestine. The Slotkin campaign also excluded users interested in Catholic high school, Kid Rock, Fox News, trucking, Homeland Security, petroleum, and United States Border Patrol from receiving upwards of 30 of her campaign ads posted on Facebook in the past 90 days. Slotkin and Rogers are in a competitive race. Slotkin has a 5-point lead, according to Real Clear Politics Average. If Rogers defeats Slotkin, political experts believe Republicans will have a very positive election night in November with Senate Republicans retaking the chamber with a perhaps a 5-seat majority. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.